give us enough caffeine to change the things we can. And handfuls of sedatives to understand the mind of a liberal. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
All right. How are you today? Okay, it's a Friday, and let me just tell you, I'm going to discuss a subject today that I don't think I've ever done a show on. Now, that's saying a lot. That's saying a lot. Do you know why?
Bike ride when you were 12.
Well, let me start this.
You would have needed the helmet to keep your head from caving in while your friends were pelting you with rocks. Dorko, what's with that plastic hat? Cut it out. Cha-ching, cha-ching. You dented my basket. I'm telling my mom. I had the pleasure of growing up in America before the lawyers took it over and ruined it on us. And yeah. In my day, if a kid fell off the monkey bars and chipped a bone in his arm, that was tragic, but it was funny to the rest of us. Certainly wasn't reasons to take the monkey bars off the playground. We all did dumb things. That's how you learn not to do dumb things. C.S. Lewis said suffering was God's megaphone. That's right. You do dumb things, it hurts, and then you learn not to do it. That's the America I grew up in.
You know, I play that because I have to go back to a simpler time when we weren't trying to navigate our way through all this stuff, all this, the lies, the crazy, the insane. And so I'm going to touch a subject today that I haven't done. That's saying a lot. I was just saying as we were coming in, that's saying a lot because I've been on the air for a very, very long time. And it's surprising that I've never done this in depth. And so I'm going to do this in depth. And I'm also going to invite you to call in because I think the majority of people listening probably know someone affected by what I'm about to discuss. And it's going to get real interesting on the show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out. I'm going to play you a clip from Dr. Paul Byrne. Dr. Paul Byrne is a whistleblower. He has testified in court. He is over and over again. He's a very interesting person because he just sort of lays out the facts for you. And I know that, like I said, a majority of you have probably known somebody that's had their organs harvested. And you went to the hospital, maybe somebody you know has died and they were not dead yet, but then their organs were harvested and sent to other people. And most of you have organ donation on your license as a donor. And I'm going to have you rethink that today because this whistleblower is worth listening to. He's been around a long time and he's going to tell you the very interesting definition of brain death and the definition how it got rolling, and it involves Harvard and the lies surrounding it. And you'll never look at this topic the same, I promise you. And on a Friday show like today, I like to go in places that people will not go. And so, yeah, we could talk about the Middle East. Ugh, tired of the Middle East. We could talk about fake ISIS. We could talk about Trump and Biden. I'm tired of it. Yuck. I just don't want to talk about any of it today. I want to talk about this and I want to invite your phone calls, but you must listen to this. Now he's in a restaurant discussing this, but it is so good. So really tune in and I'll periodically stop it to talk about what he's talking about because I've done the research that he's talking about and he's right on. This is Dr. Paul Byrne. Here we go.
What? I started a special care nursery at Cardinal Glennard Children's Hospital in 1963, and we were instrumental in, we helped invent the ventilator, we invented how to take blood pressure on premature babies. We were the ones that invented nutrition in the vein. We identified the need for magnesium, the need for zinc, the need for copper.
Wow.
And we did it with metabolic beds. We did every intake and output and did these things. So we were a leader in the field of neonatology. The hospital still is a leader in the field of neonatology. But then I had a baby, Joseph, in 1975, who had flat brain waves and was said to be brain dead.
So he has this baby he's the doctor for, and the doctor, they were told that, well, he's got these flat brain waves and he's just this little baby named Joseph. Okay, here we go.
And it was suggested to stop treating him. I said, well, I don't do that. I treat babies, some live, some die, and kept treating him. And he did eventually get off the ventilator, and he went to school, and he got straight A's, and ran track and played baseball, and he's married, he has three children. So because of him, after about 6 months, when he continued to live and was doing much better than anybody would have predicted, I started to investigate brain death, and it took about 2 years till I understood the language of brain death. Brain death is a lie. It's a lie that's been told over and over again, so people don't even realize it's a lie anymore. But it's been a lie from the beginning, continues to be a lie.
Okay, so he's talking about brain death continuing to be a lie. He said it was a lie in the beginning. It's still a lie. That this actually is not a truth at all. That it was, and we're going to get into this, that it was a made-up thing to conceal a bigger evil tragedy that took place. And so he's saying, you know, this Joseph was a baby and basically told not to treat this baby because it had because he had flat brain waves. And he said, no, I don't do that. I treat. I don't just let these babies die. I'm not going to do that. And Joseph is married with kids now and leading a full life. And so he said, what we don't understand is that this whole thing was founded on a lie. This is Dr. Paul Byrne. Here we go.
So I published in the medical literature, I have an article in the Journal of the American Medical Association. I have an article in the Gonzaga Law Review. It's 85 pages, has 244 footnotes to it. And because of that, eventually I have continued to talk about brain death. Brain death is a lie. I have talked all over the United States. I've talked in many countries. The truth is easy, and then once you deviate from the truth, then you have first it's this false, but then when people become conscious of it's false, then it's a lie. Brain death is a lie. The way it occurred was that Christian Bernard did the first heart transplant in South Africa in 1967.
Okay, so Christian Bernard did the first transplant in 1967. And what's fascinating about this is that there's only a few periodicals, we'll say, that go back that far. Most of the history that you hear about this starts in the 80s, which is really strange that they're not mentioning that. But Christian Bernard did the first one. Here we go.
1967. 3 days later, they did the second heart transplant. And you don't know where that is, but I'll tell you. It was done in Brooklyn, New York. And what they did is they cut the beating heart out of a three-day-old baby and transplanted it into an 18-day-old baby. And at the end of their surgeries, a short time after the end of their surgeries, both of those babies were dead. It was illegal. It was immoral.
So, 3 days later, this was 1967. They tried this in New York City and took a beating heart out of a 3-day-old baby and put it into an 18-day-old baby, and they both died. Now, when you go into the history of organ donation, this is a story you're not going to find. And there was this is what started the ball rolling. But you're not going to hear about that very evil, like he said, immoral case of them doing this.
illegal, it was immoral. And so they had to do something to make it legal. And so what they did is they set up a committee at Harvard, and the committee invented brain death. The committee did not do studies on dogs or cats or rats. They didn't collect data on human beings. They just invented brain death.
Wow. They invented brain death to conceal an evil act that they did at Harvard. And that was to take a heart out of a baby, a beating heart, and put it into another baby to see if they could do that 3 days after, upon hearing about Christian Bernard doing a transplant. That's how sickening this is. It all started with a lie so that they could conceal a crime. Okay? That is, I can't tell you in my research how often I find stuff like this. And this is Dr. Paul Byrne talking, and he's testified many times in cases against organ donation, but he said most people do not realize the history of this. They don't realize that it was all started on a lie. And it's put in as a feel-good measure. How many people have organ donation on their license who go, well, I'm doing something good. I'm doing something good for society. I would rethink that. Because now there are laws on the books that if you sign up as a donor, your family, upon hearing this news, let's say something tragic happened to you, they could not alter that. Once that's on the license, like in the state of Texas, for instance, once that's on the license, families, doesn't matter what the family thinks, doesn't matter what they've learned, doesn't matter what they've uncovered. This is a tragedy. And I'll tell you why, because, and I have more tape from him, but I'll tell you why, is because I've seen so many stories, and I don't know why it's been an interesting thing to come across so many stories of people who were in comas, who woke up, and they were declared brain dead by the doctors, and he's going to tell you how the hospitals coordinate these things. But what's fascinating is how many people wake up. And I'm going to say it's not as many as you'd think, because most people buy into the lie of brain death. They buy into it. That's the tragedy here. So you're not going to have an overwhelming amount of cases because most people are pretty much terminated. But he's going to tell you why it happens, why when they take you off the ventilator, you're going to struggle. He's going to explain why that is. But they take the struggle for you not being able to get past this, not being able to get your life, you know, going again. So he's going to describe this. It's fascinating. Stay with me on the Kate Daly Show.